they do it, the sisters can turn off the mic. You see a button on the mic there? Please turn it off. तो इद्दत की एक हिकमत ये भी होती है कि जब औरत अपने हस्बैंड के घर में बैठी रहेगी इद्दत में, तो अभी वो पूरी तरह से मुतल्लका नहीं हुई, तो हो सकता है दोनों का दिमाग ठंडा हो जाए और दोबारा से मियाँ बीवी की हैसियत से वो दोबारा रह सकते हैं. तो अगर इस तरह हो तो आई थिंक दे डोंट नो हाउ टू. ओके, प्लीज सेंड द माइक फ्रॉम द बैक डोर, समबडी इज देयर टू टेक इट फ्रॉम. So this is the case when one talaq is given and it's a very clear talaq. The words are clear and he just gives it once. So now there's going to be three cycles passing. But let's say this person says all three at once, and this we talked about as well, then that automatically terminates the relationship. Now there's no time for them to get back. She does have to wait for the 3 months. Why is that? That is possible that she might be pregnant with that same person's child. So in order for her womb to clear up, ke puri tarah se baat saaf ho jaye ki uske rahm mein koi bachcha nahi hai, to 3 mahine isme guzarne hote hain, aur uske baad 3 hayz guzarne ke baad she can go ahead and remarry. So that is one of the wisdom here, so that the father can be determined who the father is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned about the iddat of a pregnant woman. If she is pregnant, then until she goes through labor, until the childbirth, that's the time of the iddat. We're not going to look at how many cycles. We're going to look at when the child is born. Once the child is born, now she is free. She can go ahead and remarry. And then there are cases of women that they never have any cycles. Right? So in that case, they are going to count 3 months. وَاللَّائِ يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيضِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ. Those women who have no longer get cycles, or they never get cycles, and for them will be ثلاثة أشهر, will be 3 months. After the 3 months, they can go ahead and remarry. If a woman has a husband that passed away, then that's a different case. It will be 4 months and 10 days. That's how long she can mourn over this, and she cannot. So another beautiful wisdom in this is that when she's waiting, no one can take advantage of her. She's still in the house of her husband, because this great change in relationship that comes, it is an emotional trauma on her. It can scar a person, because you're fighting, constantly fighting. Aur itna jhagda hota hai ghar mein, to us dauran koi teesra aadmi aake beech mein us aurat ka fayda na utha le. Isse bachane ke liye usse kaha gaya ki 3 mahine tak wo apne shohar ke ghar mein rahe. Aisa na ho ki is dauran mein koi unke gusse ka fayda utha ke उस औरत के साथ अच्छा सुलूक करे और ये उसके साथ चल दे. एंड रिसेंटली यू नो दिस टाइप ऑफ केस केम अप वेयर द हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ आर स्टिल गोइंग थ्रू अ प्रॉब्लम एंड शी ऑलरेडी फाउंड अनदर पर्सन हु इज नॉट इवन मुस्लिम एंड शी इज गोइंग एंड सीइंग हिम बिकॉज शी इज गोइंग थ्रू सच अ इमोशन. कोई सपोर्ट नहीं मिल रहा, अब जहाँ से सपोर्ट मिलेगा वो वहाँ चले जाएगी. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ लुकिंग फॉर सोल्यूशन टू फिक्स द मैरिज, व्हाट डिड शी डू? शी लुक फॉर अनदर पर्सन दैट इज बीइंग नाइस टू हर. And she's spending time there, right? But legally, she's still married to him. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a time limit that you can really, really think this over for 3 cycles, that which way this relationship is going. And we can still take her back. وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ. The husband has the right that in this time to take her back. In أَرَادُ إِصْلَاحَ. If he wants to fix this relationship, if he wants islah between them. Then the other thing that we talked about was that revocable talaqs, wo talaq hain jinke baad wapis liya ja sakta hai aurat ko, wo do hi hoti hain. At-talaq marratan, revocable talaqs are 2. After the third, there's no chance of coming back. So one time he's given talaq, after that he can say that I want you back, or he can just go ahead and be nice to her and they are together, they're living together. Any gesture of love and friendship, it causes them to be a husband wife again. Ye ho gaya rujoo. Then there are other cases where he doesn't do it and he gives another talaq, or he doesn't do anything, automatically another talaq will take place. So this is what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, at-talaqu marratan, that there are 2 talaqs, which after which there is still a chance of taking her back. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Either he can keep her in the best manner possible, or تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Tasrih word means to untie. Now this relationship was bought together with marriage. Nikah ki wajah se ye dono ka rishta band diya gaya. Tasreeh ka matlab ye hota hai ki us gate ko khol dena. To open that knot up. That's what it means by saying tasreeh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that after these two talaq, he still has the chance of either taking her back or leaving her. But both of the things have to be done in the best manner. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا أَتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ Everything that he has given her, he cannot take it back. Ab talaq ho rahi hai, ab usse jana hai, ghar alag hona hai. So ab har cheez jo usne usko diya hai, tohfe ke taur par ab ye nahi keh sakta ki hamara rishta nahi banta to pura refund karo mujhe. Right? That's not how it works. That's how serious this is. Ki maine ye kiya, ye kiya. You can't do that. It's her ownership now. And he should give extra because she's going to be on her own for a while. So she's going to need that support. So whenever we talk about talaq nowadays, it looks like a very ugly situation that there's going to be a fight. There's going to be children breaking up. There's going to be home breaking up. But the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this is that, okay, if you're not going to be together, there is a way of separating, but do it in the best manner, which is recognized in your time. That means be nice. Everyone understands that what you are doing, you thought over it. Both sides have thought over it. حَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا The Quran says that bring one person that both agree as being the person that can make the decision between them. That the husband understand this is a senior person in our family. The wife also understand, yes, this person is not going to take sides. They should make him the hakam. Or make two people as a neutral party and let them listen to the whole story from both sides. And after a while, automatically it will become clear that what's going on. It will become clear that who's being selfish, who's wrong. It starts to become clear. That's why this is the way of doing so. And then after all the time given to them, it doesn't work out. Then there is the resort of separating. But it doesn't have to be in a very mean and harmful way. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ In this same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about khula as well. If the husband is not giving talaq, everything is okay. But she wants to get out because he is not fulfilling her rights, then there is khula. Khula means to make an annulment between the marriage that khatam karna hai. So khatam kaise karein talaq ke baghair? That she is going to give up a ransom. Either she can say that the mahar you have given me, I'll give it back to you. I don't want it. But free me from this. Mujhe alag kar do. And the person involved again will be a person who is a neutral party. He has knowledge of the Quran and Hadith. He's going to look into a manner and say, yes, your husband is not fulfilling your rights. And we have been monitoring your relationship for 6 months, for 1 year. But they look into it. I remember when these type of cases used to come into the Darul Ifta, long periods were given to husband. It was never rushed into. So they would listen to both sides and say, okay, 6 months. We'll give you 6 months. If the husband is not doing his job, 6 months will be given to him that, okay, in the next 6 months, you have to fulfill her rights. Pay the expenses. Take care of her physical needs. Take care of any support. You have to do it. And then they are constantly monitoring. Then they are called in, summoned again. It's proper summoned, like the court summons a person. That's how the Darul Ifta summons the both sides. They send letters to their home that we're waiting for you. You have to come in and go ahead and speak your side, your perspective, and share whatever you have to say. After that, when it's crystal clear that one side is not fulfilling the right of the other side, then even the Darul Ifta will say that, okay, go ahead. If the woman wants the khula, then she can give up her right of mahar, and he will give her the khula. And this is what had happened in the case of Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. His wife came to Rasulullah and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have any problem with his taqwa. I don't have any problem with his piety. But it's just my heart isn't connecting with him. We've tried everything and we cannot live as husband and wife. So Rasulullah said, what about the garden that he gave you during the nikah? And this was a big point of mahar. She said, I'm ready to give it back but in order to get my freedom. So Rasulullah told Thabit radiallahu anhu that take back your garden and issue a talaq for her, which was an irrevocable talaq. That means you can't take her back unless there's a new nikah done. So the khula took place in return of that garden. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying all of these lines and borders are set by not individuals but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeh saare hudood hain jo qaim ki gayi hain, kisne qaim ki? Allah ne. कोई और किसी और का काम नहीं है. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ Anyone who crosses these lines, जो भी इन हुदूद से तजावुज करेगा, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Those individuals are oppressors, वो ظالمین ہیں. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا Now from ayah 230, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the case where a third talaq is given. How is a third talaq given? All at once, this person says all three. That I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Teen dafa ek saath keh deta hai, ek hi majlis mein. Now last time we had talked about this, that yes, even if giving three times in one majlis, it's still going to be three. Why is there a dispute over this so much? We find that today, that many individuals, they feel that they have the right to go around what the a'imma arba are saying, what the sahaba are saying, and they'll go up and pick up a hadith and take rulings. कहते हैं कि हमें उनसे ज्यादा समझ में आ गया, तो चारों इमाम कह रहे हैं कि आप अगर तीन दे दें एक मजलिस में तो तीन ही होती है. सहाबा इकराम का भी इजमा इस पर कि तीन दे दें तो तीन ही होती है, लेकिन अहादीस ऐसी मिलेंगी कि आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने तीन में एक का भी दिया है. वो हाउ डिड दैट हैपन, दैट देयर आर अहादीस ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. Or Rasulullah said, listen to the case, and he said, no, in your case is not three, is one. How did that happen? When a sahabi would come and say that I have given three talaqs in one gathering, Rasulullah would investigate. And he would say that what was the reason you have done this? So if the sahabi would say that I did it because I was saying one talaq, but I was emphasizing on one talaq. I wanted it to be clear to her. Main ek hi dena cha raha tha, lekin baat wazeh karne maine teen dafa boli hai. Not to give three talaq, but to make it very clear that it's going to be, it's one, but I'm telling you, you're listening. So he said it again and again. So his point was to emphasize and not to give three. So Rasulullah would ask him to take an oath in the name of Allah that what you have done in this niyat. And then Rasulullah would say, okay, in your case is one talaq. This stayed like this at the time of Rasulullah. It stayed like this at the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then came the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. The first 2 years of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu, it stayed like this. That people were investigated. But any time a case came like this, they would say that, okay, if you said it three times, what was the niyat behind it? Okay, if you said it to emphasize, and it's just one, then okay, it's one. But if you said it three, so it's three. So they would find out. But at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, after 2 years of his khilafat, he noticed that there was a decline in honesty. People were taking advantage of this hukum. They were saying three with the intention of giving three, but later on they would just say that my niyat was no, to emphasize. So jab hukum Quran ka, hukum ka mazak is tarah ban ja raha tha. Umar radiallahu anhu noticed that there is a great fall coming in honesty. And it's not the same. People are not telling the truth because they fear Allah. They're making up stories just to save their case. So Umar radiallahu anhu gathered the Sahaba ikram. He didn't do it privately. He gathered the Sahaba ikram, and major Sahaba ikram were present. Wherever he has taken these rulings, major Sahaba ikram were present. And in front of them, he said that I'm going to enforce this law that if a person gives three, it's going to be three. No matter what he says or what argument he has, three will be three from this day on. So from the Sahaba ikram that were present at that time, none of them raised an objection. This is a big point here, that when a Sahabi would say anything, Umar radiallahu anhu did make mistakes in his khutbah, people will automatically stop him, immediately stop him and say, look, you're making a mistake. It's not like this. We heard it from Rasulullah ﷺ this way. But if he was telling the truth, they would agree with him and everyone would come on to unity. This is the difference that we find, that people don't look at. They would just blame Umar radiallahu anhu al-'ayyadu billah and say that Rasulullah did it this way, so he's doing this way. That's not how it is. The case, we have to understand the whole scenario, that Umar radiallahu anhu gathered the Sahaba and said there's an issue. People are taking advantage of this hukum, so it has to be enforced as three. So everyone understood that it's going to be three. So that's why the A'imma Arba'ah have not broken up on this. When Sahaba Ikram have a consensus, you'll find a consensus between the four Imams as well. There are other minority groups that would go around this and say that leave the Sahaba out, leave the Imam Arba, look for a hadith where Rasulullah has given the command of one talaq in the case of three, and that's why we have this. Now, whenever Rasulullah would hear about a case where a person had given all three at once, Rasulullah would become extremely angry. Jab aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko pata chala ki isne teen ek saath diye, gusse mein khade ho gaye. And he said, أَيَلَعَبُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Are you playing with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهَرُكُمْ And I am between you. میں تمہارے ساتھ ہوں. تم اللہ کی کتاب لے کے اس کا کھلوار کر رہا ہوں. So he would get extremely angry. So Sahaba thought that in this case, should we go ahead and kill that person who has done this? So it was just to show the extreme mizaj and the mentality of Rasulullah in this case, that he did not want anybody going to that point that they would go and give three at once. But if three are given, what do we do if the third talaq takes place? So that's the ayat of 230 that points out, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. Then he has given a talaq. Now remember, in 229, talaqu marratan, talaq are two. Now after that, he's saying that فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. Then after the two, he is given a third. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. So he has given her three talaqs, which are known as مُغَلَّزَ. Then what? فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. اب پھر طلاق دے دی تیسری دفعہ تو کیا ہوگا؟ فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْد حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. She will not be halal for him. مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. Until she marries another husband. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. اس کے لیے اس کی بیوی حلال نہیں ہوگی. مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى یہاں تک کہ تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. یہاں تک کہ وہ دوسرے شوہر سے شادی کر کر آئے. Now here again we talked about this last time as well. It cannot be pre-planned. There are people, unfortunately, in some situations you'll find that people, they take money and do this. This is very sad. They play with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take money and they say, okay, I'm going to go around, I'm going to marry her and spend the night. Next morning I'll leave her and you can go ahead and be with her your whole life. And they take money to do this. So they made it into a business. So Rasulullah has said that anyone who does this in a planned way, the curse of Allah ki lanat us shakhs par padegi jisne jaan bujh kar halala karwaya ho. جان بجھ کر پورے ترتیب بنا کر کے تم نے نکاح کرنا ہے پھر چھوڑنا ہے تو وہ آدمی نکاح اس لیے کرتا ہے کہ چھوڑنے کی نیت سے. So his whole idea is to give the talaq. That's why there is a curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such individuals. But if it happens in a regular way, she does get married, the husband passes away, or the husband, it doesn't work out, the husband gives her talaq, then she can come back to the first one and have a new nikah with him. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. That's why again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then if that second husband gives her talaq, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. Then there is no sin on both of the two previous spouses. عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا. To come back together. إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. If they feel that they will be able to uphold the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. اگر دوسرا شوہر بھی اسے طلاق دے دے, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا, تو ان دونوں پر کوئی گناہ نہیں ہے. اَن يَتَرَاجَعَا, کہ وہ دوبارہ سے میاں بیوی بن جائیں. رجوع کر لیں. اِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. اگر وہ یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ وہ اللہ کے حدود کو قائم کر سکیں گے. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. These are the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah makes them clear for you. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. For such people that know, so they can understand, they can attain knowledge through this, that these are all set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا. یہ اللہ کے حدود ہیں جو اللہ بیان کرتے ہیں ایسے قوم کے لیے تاکہ وہ جان لے. قومی یعلمو, تاکہ وہ علم حاصل کر لیں. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. Now it's going back to the same case again, that once the talaq takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you give talaq to your women, فَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ. After the talaq, she completes her iddat. فَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ. She completes her waiting time. فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Now he has the right to either keep her in a kind manner, with kindness, and with the recognized manner. أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Or he may let her free, let her go, release her, بِمَعْرُوفٍ, in a kind and good manner. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا. And you should not hold them with the niyat of harming them. You should not hold them ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا. To harm them, to transgress against them. اور انہیں اور ان کو اس بات سے اس بات کی نیت سے مت روکو. Let me do it from the starting way. اذا طلقتم النساء, جب تم اپنی عورتوں کو طلاق دے دو, فبلغنا اجلهن, اور وہ اپنی عدت پوری کر جائیں, فامسکوهن بمعروف, پھر انہیں یا تو رکھ لو صحیح طریقے سے, او سرحوهن بمعروف, یا انہیں چھوڑ دو صحیح طریقے سے, جو معروف طریقہ ہے. The word معروف, it's a very comprehensive word. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, right? We talk about this a lot. So anything which is good and known by people, it doesn't have to be proven. Everyone knows this is a good way of doing it. So that's what is said to be ma'ruf. So if he decides to keep her, it has to be done with ma'ruf. If he decides to leave her, it has to be done with ma'ruf. So there is no harm personally being done. وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا. Do not hold them back. So as Ansari Sahabi had done this, that when her iddat was about to come to an end, he took her back. But his niyat of taking her back was to hold on to her, that she doesn't get married to anyone. So ye galat niyat se unhone kiya, to ye ayat utar gayi ke is wajah se mat roko unhe ke unko tum takleef pahunchao. Wa man yaf'al dhalika faqad zalama nafsahu. Somebody holds them back, not because he wants to be married with her again, just so she cannot marry again. Well, the reason he's doing it, so she cannot marry again. So what is he actually doing? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسًا. Anyone who has done this, he is doing zulm on himself. Rasulullah ﷺ has said that to cause harm to a believer or to assist in any case that will cause harm to a believer, Allah's curse will fall on that individual. So here as well, this person is taking the step of keeping her as his wife, but not because he loves her, but just so that she cannot remarry. She doesn't get freedom. So this whole idea is wrong. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he's actually doing zulm on himself, because the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fall onto him because he is harming someone. He is harming a believing woman. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. And do not take the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a joke. A person came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and he asked the question. He said, I have given talaq to my wife 100 times. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the 3 times you've given, that's the talaq. But the 97 times you've given her talaq, you have made fun of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tumne Allah ke deen ka, Allah ke ayat ka mazak uraya. 97 times you have made fun of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah is saying, don't make fun of the ayat of Allah. So this is a serious case. Don't make it a joke that you're all the time just giving this word out and saying things and you don't, and you're not really meaning it. So what are you actually doing? You're making fun of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other places, this scholars have said that this is not just for talaq, but in general case, this ayat has been taken that in any case, if we know a hukum is there, we should never make fun of any command of Allah. If we are not practicing on it, then we should make a dua that, oh Allah, give me tawfiq, I can do it too. It seems like very difficult for me. And there are people who have done it. But if they say that, what kind of hukum is this? What kind of thing is this? Who says to do this? So that is actually making fun of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the azab will be given on these individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّكُمُ اتَّخَلْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ. All of this azab is coming on to you because you used to make fun of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of this dunya destroyed you. The deception of this dunya destroyed you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place says that do not take friends as those people who make fun of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we know somebody that is a believer, okay, but he doesn't have complete deen practicing in his life, but he says wrongful things about injunctions where there is no argument over. He says, my opinion is this, that Islam shouldn't be like this. Islam shouldn't say this. Why did Rasulullah do this? I don't know. Mujhe nahi samajh mein aati ye baat. So what you're doing is you're putting your logic against the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best thing is that you make dua, that Allah, you explain it to me. Open my heart to it. But to make a mockery out of it, or to say comments that other people might feel that, you know, this person really doesn't care about the ahkam of Allah, that falls all under this ayat. So scholars have taken this ayat in a general form as well, that anyone who mocks the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being addressed here, that do not do so. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been given to you. Allah ne jo ni'matein tumhe di, unhe yaad karte raha karo. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِدُكُمْ بِهِ. And everything that has been revealed to you from the book of Allah, from wisdom, ya'idukum bi. Now, wisdom can be taken as the knowledge given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wisdom can be taken as the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the understanding that has been given with the Quran is the wisdom that has been provided by Allah, ya'idukum bi, through which you take heed, through which you take advice. Wattaqullaha wa'lamu anna Allaha bikulli shay'in 'alim. Fear Allah and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ اور یاد کرو اللہ کی نعمتیں جو تم پر نازل ہوئی وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ اور جو تم پر اتاری گئی من الكتابی اللہ کی کتاب سے وَالْحِكْمَةِ حِكْمَةً میں سے يَعِدُكُمْ بھی جس سے تم نصیحت حاصل کرتے ہو وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا اور اللہ سے ڈرو اور جان لو أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ کہ بے شک اللہ ہر چیز کو جانتے ہیں. Why I say this right here at the end of this ruku, that you might be playing games, you might be making mockery, you might even fool the ulama or the anyone that's involved, you might have fooled everyone. But at the end of the day, Allah is saying, I know why you did this. I know what was behind it. I know if you had planned out the halala, if you had planned out this talaq, all of this stuff, if you had a different game going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you can never hide it from Allah. That bi kulli shay'in alim, shay is the smallest thing possible. Allah is saying that you cannot even hide that. Allah is well aware of every single thing that wa'alamu, Allah is aware of every single thing whatsoever. So inshallah, we're going to stop at the end of this ruku. May Allah give us the tawfiq, understanding, and to practice. So is there any clarification we need up to here? There's many, many masail and a lot of details mentioned in this ruku. But the basics I have already talked about, that iddat has been talked about, the different types of talaq have been talked about, and talaq was not being given, the encouraged way of giving talaq is to just do it once. Just say it once and then don't take her back for 3 months. And her iddat will be done. And after that, she's free to remarry. So you don't have to say this word again and again. If it's going that way, the relationship, then if scholars do encourage talaq, they would say, just say it once. And after that, don't take her back. So for one cycle will pass, another cycle will pass, and another cycle will pass, and she would be free to remarry. So iddat will be finished and talaq will be complete on her. Jee.